This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
My name is Lekani Nimbureka Shkwambana. If you have just joined, listen, you are right in time for a very empowering conversation. This segment is brought to you by Nedbank, encouraging new money habits through consumer financial education. See money differently. Nedbank. Well, if you have just joined, that is exactly what we are getting into. We've been doing this for the past couple of weeks and we've been learning so much over the past couple of weeks. Today, though, we still continue and we are about to understand credit. I know for a lot of us, you know, credit was that thorn that we've always had. But perhaps it's because we didn't quite understand it and know how to go about it and handle it and deal it. So that is exactly what we're getting into today. And we're joined by a Nedbank representative. His name is Gert Adams. Good morning, Gert. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kakani, and good morning to our listeners.
So today we talk about credit, and this is something that many people have struggled with in South Africa. What is it? What is credit?
Credit, Takani, is the ability of a customer to obtain goods or services before payment. And it's usually based on a trust that payment will be made in the future.
Okay.
So it's important to understand that when you take up credit, the credit provider is trusting you. They trust that you will repay, whether it's a loan they give you, short-term or long-term.
Yeah.
And the payment usually goes with interest.
Yeah.
And there is also a credit agreement in place, which is the legal binding document of the agreement between the lender, who is the credit provider, as well as the borrower, who is the consumer. So this agreement clearly outlines the rules associated with the contract, including the full details of the borrower and the lender, the amount as well as the repayment period, and the repayment amount.
Yeah.
So this document is a very important document that needs to be read and understood by the lender. And often when it comes to credit agreements, we don't usually read because you're so excited that, you know, you're purchasing this
yeah.
vehicle, or you're purchasing this property, you're getting this loan to do something that you want to do with it, and you just want to get hold of that car or get hold of that money or, you know, get yeah. into the property, and we hardly read these documents. And hence, often we find consumers having disputes, and this dispute usually goes around the interest charge, repayment period, or repayment amount, that I was not told, but it's important to know that the document that you're given,
yeah.
the person who is signing you up needs to explain to you especially the important points. Before you sign, make sure you read it. You can ask to take it home if you need more time to read it, or give it to a legal representative to guide you, or someone that you want to assist you in terms of understanding it before you sign. So these
yeah.
are important documents that need to be taken seriously to avoid a lot of disputes we see based on credit.
So why is it important for us to reach out to a responsible lender when we are in need of credit?
When partnering with a responsible lender,
yeah.
Chakani, the question there is why is it important to partner with a responsible lender? It's important to make sure that the client who's taking up the loan or the credit facility can afford it. So there are affordability practices are formed to see whether the person is able to afford the credit facility over the period that you will be given the facility. Because if that is not done, most cases, actually considered reckless lending if a client is given credit and they haven't done the affordability assessment done. So it means that you're giving someone credit and you're not sure whether they're going to repay you.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important to go to responsible, or rather to partner with responsible lenders. And then this also encourages clients to become more responsible when it comes to borrowing as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just saying that this is the best way to keep this is to be more diligent in managing your expenses and also not be tempted in taking up too much credit, because you don't want to find yourself being frustrated as to how are you going to be paid after a few months of taking it up.
Sure. So what are the different types of credit or the loans that are available?
Different types of credit and loans. We look at long-term credit, which is usually a home loan or a bond. And we also look at other medium to long-term, which is more of a vehicle finance.
Okay.
So home loan and bond is a structured finance to assist in where a customer wants to purchase a property. This is structured in such a way that you will be able to also pay up a deposit if you can pay up a deposit. It's always encouraged that when you do take up this type of loan, whether it's a vehicle loan or a home loan bond, always try to put a deposit. Reason, it will assist you to receive a much competitive interest rate, and it will also lower the purchase amount when you do pay a deposit.
Okay.
We also have personal loans as well as credit cards. We all know also about the clothing stores that are also considered as part of credit. However, it is not a need to have all of these types of credit, especially when it comes to clothing store cards.
Yeah.
In most cases, we tend to pay it this month and use it next month, pay it this month and use it next month, which sometimes becomes a challenge.
Yeah.
Because you find that we keep extending what we call or getting extensions of what they call buying power. And usually it happens so fast that you're not sure if you are able to afford it, because once you start having 10,000 buying power and you're in the clothing store, you see the clothes you like, or just with Christmas and you need to buy children Christmas clothes and all of that, we often get tempted to overuse it if we don't plan accordingly when it comes to credit. So planning is also important when it comes to those type of credit.
So one thing that we have learned this far is that not all credit is bad, and I think this is where we're getting into when we talk of credit scores. Why is it important to manage your credit score?
Important to manage your credit score. A higher credit score means that a responsible lender sees a lower risk in the customer.
Okay.
So you're more likely to be approved for credit. So often we get excited when you hear that you are approved. Sometimes you become unhappy, especially when you hear that you are declined.
Yeah.
So it's important to understand that the higher score, this is because a high score indicates that you have a history of managing your credit sensibly, in that you are making your repayments on time as per agreement, and you are actually paying the agreed amount. And in some cases, other people pay more and settle credit before they reach the agreement date for the credit to be settled. On the opposite side, Sekani, a poor credit score can keep you from buying or from receiving credit, especially from buying a home or financing your education.
Yeah.
Or even getting a job, because it shows that the lenders cannot trust you.
Yeah.
And it means there's a trust issue there, which affects the individual's personal integrity. So it's important to understand that credit can even lead to that, Lekani. It's important to make sure that you keep your credit in check. You cannot run away from credit, because we have credit bureaus that keeps record of every credit that individuals or consumers take up. And whenever you apply for credit, the credit provider usually performs what they call a credit check with the credit bureau, and they are able to see that Mr. So-and-so or Ms. So-and-so has got so much credit and they haven't been paying, they've been skipping. As a result, they've got a lower score. Or Mr. So-and-so has got so much credit and they've been paying, so they've got a higher score because they service their credit well. So it's important to understand that when it comes to credit.
Sure. And then what are the advantages of using credit?
Credit allows you to buy something that you cannot afford now, and you plan to pay for it later. It also helps you build a credit history, meaning based on trust. In the past, you would hear people say, I'm unable to get credit because I don't have credit. So usually it's because they don't have what they call a trade reference in finance language to see that if you are coming to me to ask for credit, I go and look at the history to see that do you have the knowledge and the ability to service credit. So then you look and see, okay, you've been having this type of credit, you've paid it off, it means that you will be able to service my credit. So it's important point that I look at. Credit can also be used in cases of emergency. And when used responsibly, it can even help you in enhance your life, you know, transforming negative sentiments that exist about credit, because often not all we think that all credit is bad, and not necessarily, because people sometimes use it to expand their businesses, people use it to go to school, people use it to purchase their home, their dream home. The important part is to make sure that you take up credit that you will be able to service.
Absolutely. We are still joined on the line by Nedbank representative Gert Adams, and we're still talking about understanding credit. It's been a very informative chat. We continue to understand also the disadvantages of using it. Gert is joining us on the line yet again. Welcome back, Gert.
Thank you, Tabani.
So we were talking about the advantages of using credit. So let's now start with the disadvantages.
Disadvantages, Tabani. It's important to understand that credit is not free. It costs money to get money. There is service fees and initiation charges linked to it. And credit may also lead to overspending or reckless spending. So it's important to take planned credit, because if you don't take planned credit, you will then end up using it for what you did not intend to use it for. It may also lead to over indebtedness if not used as planned or properly, and legal action as well as blacklisting. It can also lead to that. So it's important to understand that these are some of the disadvantages that credit needs to be taken with a plan.
So when interest rates are low, how important is it, you know, to be responsible with credit?
While lower interest rates offer short-term assistance by reducing loan repayments, cheaper credit can also be risky and tempting. It can be highly tempting, so it's important to understand that when interest are low. And sometimes you go places and they just tell you you qualify, you receive calls, and you know you qualify for this school, you qualify for this amount. And often it becomes such an easy way to take up this credit. And you find that you are unable to afford it in the long run because you've taken up so much, and there isn't even a plan to make sure that when you use the money, it will be helping you with future sustainability. So it's important to understand that.
So what is now the cost of credit?
Cost of credit, again, you look at the interest rate, you are charged an amount, a certain percentage based on the amount that you are taking up. You look at initiation fees, service fees, default administration charges, collection fee, as well as credit insurance, as well as other legal costs involved, especially when it comes to purchasing a property, your transfer and registration costs, and credit insurance, quite an important point. Because it's important to make sure that you have credit insurance so that you are protected in the event that you are unable to pay the credit due to maybe ill health or disability, you're unable to perform your duties where you usually earn an income, or in terms of retrenchment, especially during during the bad COVID times that we've just had, where we had people being retrenched and salaries cut because of other businesses not doing well. So it's important to understand what type of credit insurance will suit the credit that you are taking up.
Sure.
So that you don't find that you're unable to pay.
Yeah.
And the credit providers will still come up to you because they want their money. But when you have credit insurance, you'll be able to have peace of mind.
Sure. Now, before I do let you go, what sound advice would you have for our listeners about credit management?
When it comes to credit checking, it's important to try and use credit only for huge or big purchases, like a house or a vehicle. Financial service providers have an important role in guiding and advising clients about credit. You know, as more people see how credit can change their lives for the better when used correctly and when planned correctly around it.
Sure. Now, should anyone want any general inquiry about maintaining their financial health or consumer financial literacy and education programs, which NetBank rolls out, where can our listeners go for all of that information?
You can learn more about financial health and planning for financial future on NetBank's Money Edge.
Okay.
There's Money Edge to Zero Day. There are courses there which contain multiple modules packed with great insights for coming. Also, encouraging our listeners to send in their questions or queries to the following email, gerta@netbank.co.za. That's gerta@netbank.co.za.
Thank you so much, Khair, for yet another morning. We absolutely appreciate your input.
Thank you, and thanks to our listeners.
There you have it, man. We're understanding our credit, and I hope that the understanding of that credit means we'll make better decisions. Consumer financial education is all about focusing on the ability to transfer knowledge and skills to consumers and potential consumers for individual well-beings and public good. This program is particularly aimed at empowering us as the consumers with the knowledge to enable us to make better and more informed decisions when it comes to our finances, our lifestyle, and our small business ventures. And throughout this program, we want to influence and drive a change in behavior towards money and help all the people, relate with money a little bit better. This segment was brought to you by NetBank. Let's continue to change our money habits as we prepare for a new way of living. See money differently. NetBank.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.